Hello, 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 y'all.
And we are live.
And welcome. Welcome to another episode of SMU Podcast. We are at Wednesday. It was Wednesday, what? 25th, August 25th. Mm-hmm. That's what day it
yes,
is.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
You can see me, Queen?
I can see you.
Okay, there we go. Because it looked like I was having a little bit of a delay.
You are just a little bit.
I'm turning off the Wi-Fi nice before we can get completely started. I don't want no issues because I'm watching from the other screen,
mm-hmm.
And I see we have a little bit of a delay. So it's caught up now. Okay, all right. So how you doing today, Queen? What's happening, boo?
I'm doing good. Just another day in the world of Candace and caregiver and all of that other stuff that I do. But other than that, hey, I can't complain. I'm here, and that's a great thing.
That's right. And again, you know, as we all know, complaining does nothing for us. It don't help us. It don't get us anywhere.
Okay. It don't get you nowhere.
Mm-mm. It might hinder us a little bit, but it definitely don't help us.
At all.
Yeah. So,
but other than that, I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm making it. It's been a week already. I'm tired still. Like, our last trip really wore me out.
Yeah, that trip put us down. Great trip, but it put this body into, like, yeah, you 40.
Well, I'll say this. It was a great reminder that rest is definitely appreciated and rest is definitely needed. So,
most definitely. Yeah. But the trip was amazing. Like,
it was amazing.
Oh my God. I can't wait for the video and stuff like that. And for people to see the interviews. That's what's going to be amazing.
Yes.
And people will see their first time ever live, well, on YouTube or social media on the screen. So that's going to be very interesting.
And some of the people we interviewed let us know that was their first interview. So, that was incredible to be one of the first podcasts or interview hosts to actually give them that opportunity. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah, it was good. I love everybody from June to August was good. Everybody that we interviewed, that we came in contact with in some type of way, because we done met some people on this tour.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have.
We done met some good ones, some crazy ones, some clowns, some like, I don't know about them. But I will say this, when we told people what we was doing and what we was there for, they was like, yeah. I like that. Like, how we can follow y'all and stuff. So that alone is just amazing. And just being able to talk to different people and see what people got going on was just great. So thank y'all.
Salute. So definitely while we're on the subject and on the area of the topic of the summer promo tour, thank you guys for allowing us to get in your spaces, to get all of y'all business, to learn about why you doing what you're doing and why it's important to you to be out here doing what you're doing. While we were on tour, we got to meet several magnificent people that were part of the actual summer promo tour. But on the sidelines, we met many other fantastic people as well that we can actually go back in and do business with, create resources with, embark on, you know, business opportunities with. So we have a lot in store for you guys. And with that, we're going to be putting together a resource book with all the people who we have interviewed. So if you need certain people and you need to reach out to certain people, we have that information for y'all. We have some real good people to put y'all in touch with. I'm still 100% full and happy.
Yeah.
Just from the whole weekend alone. It was wonderful, y'all. We had a great time.
We did have a good time.
We did. The tour alone, though, was just excellent. I appreciate everything about the Summer Promo Tour and the opportunity to get out and do things that we've never done before with the podcast. So thank y'all. Thank y'all for supporting us continuously and giving us the opportunity to do these things. So
yes, most definitely.
So we're going to jump into the show. The show today is about manifestations. And we're going to speak a little different. We're going to speak about some things, how we can manifest and things that we have going on that might need a little bit of manifestation direction and what you can do to make sure that you are doing your part in your own growth. And the topic of today's show is manifestations. And one of the quotes that I put in to start off the show was that judgment is a negative frequency, and that's by Stephen Richards, and that is a very, very, very true statement. Yeah. If you allow yourself to be the bait of a judge, to sit up and judge people, you are bringing a lot of negativity to your own growth. And
that's true.
People don't realize that, though, Queen. They don't realize, like, having certain conversations about certain people will hurt them more than help them.
Girl. Come on. Come on.
And
watch what your mouth says.
You can put out so much. You can disrupt your own growth by the things that you allow your mouth to say, the things that you even allow your heart to think. When you when you put that even into the atmosphere, you are creating negative frequency. You are saying, you know what? I'm not looking forward to something positive today. I won't bring on the negative.
Child, and with negativity, that comes sickness and disease. Look, everything that has to do with you has to do with your wellness, from what you think, speak, everything, eat, all of that is a part of you. And speaking negative, I mean, like, yeah, it's real. It is real. So you have to watch what you say and what you manifest, because you can manifest some and you be wishing, being negative so much on somebody else, it'll come back and slap you right in your face and it end up being you.
Think about that. Like, so if we put negative thoughts into our mind, then that brings out negative substance. If we put negative food into our bodies, that in turn brings out negative substance. If we put negative chemicals into our bodies, that in turn brings out negative substance. There's always a reaction to every action. So we have to know that negativity is going to bring some type of, well, we know that positivity can bring negativity too, but we also know that negativity begets negativity.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always going to be the opposite of each other to give you what you want. You just because you feel like, oh, I get up and go to work every day. I pay my bills on time. I make sure my children have what they're supposed to have. Those are things you're supposed to do.
Yeah. So
because you do those things, you can't expect negative things not to happen to you because you do those things. Because other things that you are doing in your life may be bringing on those bouts of negativity. Yeah. It's not always when you're doing positive. Sometimes it's the energy you put in that.
The energy and the people you're around.
So, yeah. And while we're on the subject of the people you're around, this is the real quote of the day is, surround and make friends with the people who force you to level up. Those are the friends who pick you up whenever you vibrate low. Those are the friends who will show you optimism, motivation, and strength when you need it the most. Surround yourself with people who actively manifest the things that they want. They are the evidence that you can do it too.
Yes, 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 yes. You need that, though.
You need that.
You need that, but you also need to be that person as well to somebody.
Correct.
And I think that's what, with some people, that's where they get twisted at. Because they want that, but they don't want to be that person to somebody else.
And a lot of people don't know how to be that person to somebody else. So that's but true too. But while you're receiving those things from someone, that's how you learn how to be reciprocal of those same things. In the beginning, you may be very unaware of how to give off positive energy. Well unaware. But as time passes and you're dealing with people that are actually offering you these positive energies and these positive bouts of information, that should be enough to make you start
wanting to do the same thing. And if you hang around that person and that person is that person, more than likely it just may start rubbing off on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're gonna start being like, dang, I hear this every day. Like I'm like it just depends. It depends on the person. It always depends on the person.
It solely depends on the person. And you know, a lot of times we don't actively seek that type of information from people. We may be around people just to soak up the positivity, but not actually regurgitate it. You know what I'm saying? So it's not always positive people that's going to give you what you deserve and what you desire. If some of those people are literally there to pave the way for you and show you how to become that person, you may not receive it the way you're supposed to receive it. Like, you ever heard the saying where somebody says, watch who around you, because they may just be sucking up what you
have.
They just may be energy
sucking thieves. You dry.
Yeah, energy thieves. So if that's the case, then are they feeding your actual positivity, or they just stealing it from you so that you can't be that person no more?
That's something to think about. Because it can flip.
It can flip.
It can flip. Now, it can flip.
I've seen it happen with people. So it definitely can flip.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely seen people go from being...
People can, like, just drain your energy and have you second-guessing yourself. Like, did I just... Or after you realize and you didn't got from around that person in that situation, you go back and you start thinking about that thing. Why in the hell I was doing that?
Mm-hmm.
And why I was hanging with them?
You go to questioning a lot of things.
Yeah, a lot.
Especially if it's things that you know that you normally don't do. Like, if you are normally the person who is home, and I'm not saying this because change is bad, or right. You know that sometimes hanging out and doing things that you don't do is bad. It's just that certain times your body rejects certain actions that you bring to it because your body not used to that. So if you're out, if you decide tonight, I want to go out, right? And you go out and you do things you normally don't do, and you stay out later than you normally would stay. Tomorrow,
you gotta face
that action, that concept, that reaction. You got to. Who else gonna face it for you? You got to. That's all on you. But it don't always have to be a negative thing when you do something that you're not used to doing. Your body just may not be able to respond accordingly, but it doesn't mean that it's something that's bad for you. It's just not what your body is used to. Yeah.
Especially if you ain't done it in a long time.
Exactly. So that's the same thing with being around a positive person. From the beginning, your body might don't know how to react. Your mind may not know how to react to what they're saying and the things that they're trying to get you to, you know, grow with and be a part of. But at some point, you eventually kick up into it. You pick it up. You learn it.
Yeah. Even if it's just a smidget, you do. Yep. You do. But you got to pay attention to what you are manifesting, what you manifesting over yourself, over your household, your finances, just everything in your life.
That's right.
Especially when it comes down to your kids.
Especially, yeah. And, you know, you can be a whole lot to your kid if you're not a whole lot to yourself. Like, they watch how you treat you just as well. Like, it's important to be a great mom and a great parent and a great father. Mm-hmm. It's important to be all those things, but it's also important to be a great person. So if you're not, you know, giving yourself enough love and attention, the amount, the value you place in your kids is not going to be as big either, because you can't, if they see you overstressed and overworked, all of that just to take care of them, how do you think they feel?
Yeah.
You know?
And it depends on the child, because one might not give a damn and the other one might be like, that's Mom, good. You all right. Right. You know what it I'm saying? Because it's like that.
It does.
It's like that with kids. So, or both of them might be like, man, bump up. A man bump daddy. You know what I'm saying? But they know. They know. And our kids know what's going on with us at all times. Like, because they feel it.
They can feel it.
Yeah, they can feel it. Just like we can feel what's going on with them, they can feel what's going on with us. Especially if you have that connection with your children that you should, that every parent really should have.
Right. Right.
But you got to manifest them words. Manifest them words. Words that are speaking, that you speak out your mouth, can bring good or bad.
Can. And will. Mm-hmm. Definitely will.
And I think people look at the word manifestation, they think of more of a something spiritual.
Yeah.
And that may scare people off.
Yeah.
Because they think it's some more like, oh, now here they go talking about religion, talking about God. Nobody yeah. don't want to hear that. But that's not what that word doesn't mean that.
Yep.
You know, like it's a word. It doesn't mean religion and all of that type of stuff. And that scares some people.
It does. It really does. And a lot of people won't tell you that they're afraid to speak their manifestations into the atmosphere, but that's really mm-hmm. sometimes the only way that you will get it heard. And I was reading when I was actually writing up this show last week, I was reading where it's important to stand outside, like of a, like if you're in a, say for instance, you're in like a country and you're taking a trip, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're on the island and you're just standing outside. It's important to yell out a manifestation into the atmosphere to make it known that that's really what you want to do. Just like, you know how they say, if you start writing down, that make it real.
Yeah.
You speak it into the atmosphere, you speak it into the universe, it makes it real. It makes it powerful.
You're speaking it into existence, and when you write it down, you got to write the vision, as it say, write the vision plain. Write it plain. I had one of my friends in from middle school. She, the older we got, she always used to say, Candace, when you pray, make sure you pray, be specific about what you want.
You got to.
Don't leave nothing out, Candace. Don't, she say, because if you do, then you're going to be like, well, why I ain't pray for it? Why? She said, be specific. Be specific. She always said that. She said, you got to be specific for what you asking for.
We was at my sister's house last night. It was her birthday. So me and my sisters were over there. We were just having this conversation. I was like, y'all, I was, you know, God says always be specific in prayer to him. Because you can come and ask for something. What you want, you need to be specific with your words.
Yes.
But, you know, I had said a prayer, and I had said I was looking for some. I was like, God, you know, Most High, just give me some financial relief. I'm looking for a little bit of financial relief. And next thing you know, these older men started trying to talk to me. So
be careful.
You got to be specific.
You got to be specific.
You cannot just put something in the atmosphere without direction.
You got to be specific. You got to lead what you want. But you got to be specific. Like, man, look, and you still be thinking, your self-conscious still be going as you sleep. That's why I haven't done them in a while. probably in a couple of months, the night affirmations as I mm-hmm. sleep. Because mm-hmm. your subconscious is still going.
It always is.
It's still going.
Why do you think you wake up in the morning sometime with a headache? Your mind was racing all night long.
All night long.
You're sleeping.
You flip it and turn it all night.
Tossing and turning. So your body wasn't resting, just your mind wasn't resting, just your body.
Just your body.
So, you know, it's just, you got to find ways to make sure you affirm yourself so that, and be specific in your affirmations, just like you're being specific in your request. So along the lines of being specific in your manifestations and your affirmations, we're going to talk about how you can manifest some of these ideas to make sure they work. So idea number one is to gain clarity over what you're trying to manifest. Do you know how good that is? Do you know how clear your direction and your vision of what you're seeking needs to be before you start trying to seek it?
Mm-hmm.
You need to know exactly what you want.
And how you want it, where you want it.
It's important.
Always, as I was taught, even down to the specific colors of certain stuff that you
have. Yeah.
Very specific.
Because if you don't, if you're looking for a dark skinned man and you say all I want is a good man, God might just send you a good man.
Because I asked for that. Look, I want somebody that know how to fix on cars, know how to do everything, and that's just what I end up getting.
Specific.
Can build a house, can do the electric work, build a house, do the electric work, can fix the car. I mean, I'm like, I want a man like somebody like my granddaddy era. All around, take care, provide, treat me just like that name, and all of that. And that's what I got. Now I got some other stuff with that too. I should have been specific by.
But the bulk of what you ask for, you receive. It's just about giving clear direction of what you're seeking. If you're not clear, you may not get that. I done said I here wrote out a whole goal. I know I want a building. I know I want this. I know that. But if I'm not specific about the type of building I'm looking for, that don't mean the building I got is not what I prayed for or asked for.
That's true.
You got to have dynamic. You got to be very, very specific in your request. So, and in your manifestation,
you got to believe what you manifested.
Yes, direction.
Yeah, you have to be
clear and believe what you want. Now, the next one is to visualize your future self. You got to see yourself exactly what you're trying to see. Like
I do it every day. Every day. I do that thing. I see myself doing I done wrote some. Mm-hmm. This is what's constantly going on in my brain. It's like going to sleep. That's what I'm thinking about. I picture myself doing this.
On the last 30 minutes of my lunch break yesterday, I decided to take a nap, right? And before I laid my head down on my desk to take a nap, I had already had been sitting up daydreaming, because I'm not only am I specific in my... See, and that's the thing with my goals. I'm way more specific than my personal life. So I got to get a little bit different on that. But I was sitting. I had just clearly saw myself in my vision of what I want in this next year. I was clearly sitting at this in my office, the office that I'm going to have for the podcast, sitting in this office with a clear vision of where we were going next with it. Laid down and took a little nap. Woke up again. So I was living in the dream, in the vision, in the night. Uh-huh. And woke up and was like, girl, you better get on it. So I always, I saw it. It was so clear.
You see it. It's so, fun. It's, you see, it was clear as day.
Clear as day, Queen. I was literally living in the vision.
Because I was sitting up there before we got on this show. I was at the, I had to go to the boutique to do somebody's eyebrows. And I was saying, dang, I can't wait to get me a bigger house so I can set up my room just for this type of stuff, to do the podcast, right, some other stuff with J22. I was like, and then Queen got to set up her room too, so she can do the same. So it's like, come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. That's what it is. That's what it is. Because see, that office space could be at your house.
Right.
That's which is, could be your full-time employment doing SW Podcast. So it's, the vision is there and the manifestation is there, because it's going to manifest. Just like it goes back to what we done the last 3 months.
Hmm.
You seen that vision and it manifests, and we did it. And it's real. I won't say it's just as easy as that, but in a way, it's just as easy as that. But you got to believe it, and you got to have that drive in you. And if you got to recite it every day, man, that's them sticky notes that girl used to do on that show. That people do that for real, and people was doing that before. People was doing that before she was doing that on that show.
Yes, yes. I literally just put down a wall full of the sticky notes. Now I've accomplished those goals. So now I'm working on my new wall. But the thing is that before I even knew that people were going to use a sticky note in my bathroom window, every other day was something new, something else I have affirmed. Something else I'm looking to do, something else I'm looking to change, something I want to build on. Everything was always written and I just had to go and do it. So, so visualizing your future self is important. See yourself in that vision. See yourself there doing exactly what you know you want to do. See it. Because in order for you to actually be doing it, you got to visualize it. You got to see it.
Yeah. You do. And it was already, and sometimes it was already given to you, especially if you continue to think about it over and over and over. And as you manifest it and stuff, you start seeing that same stuff that you want and where you want to be. It's like it just start coming up. I'm telling you, and even with these phones, it's like it's during there reading your mind sometimes before you could even hit in the search engine. Stuff that you can literally go on social media, and this has happened to me, and here goes something
that I thought about, just a
thought that I thought about.
I didn't even put it on paper. I didn't even say it out of my mouth.
I just thought about it, and here go an ad or something, yep. And I'm just like, you know what? Okay. okay. And you know me, I'm Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit, all that's me all day, every day. I'm not religious, but I am spiritual. Let's get it. Let's make the difference between spiritual and religion. So when something like that happened, I'd be like, God, that was just my confirmation, what you just gave, because I know what I've been thinking and what's in my heart. I'd just be like, okay, that's confirmation. Okay. Thank you, appreciate it. Because I always have been the person. When I pray, I also be like, God, if it's truly you, give it to me 3 times. Give it to me 3 times. And I know I won't say, I know 3 times. I ain't even second guessing. Unless I can hear your voice and you say, hey, but 3 times, if it's coming from someone here, I need to hear it 3 times.
That's right.
And that's how it usually happens. And I know, okay, that's confirmation. Manifestation.
Got to.
It's real.
Give up the limiting beliefs. Anything that you have in your way that limits what you feel that's possible for you, push them to the side. Anything that you are surrounded with, you know, that is dragging you down, push it to the side. Anybody, anything, any place, push it to the side.
And that might hurt.
And that might
hurt. I say it might hurt.
It might hurt.
Just like when Dee was talking Friday when we was doing the interview, and she said she had to just do what she needed to do. And it was not like she wanted to take, she wasn't checking on people, but she was just needing to be selfish for she could get to what she was trying to be. And you and that's what it's how it has to be like that sometimes.
Selfish. I said to someone recently that being selfish isn't always a bad thing. So, you know, a lot of people look at it because they don't want to even, they don't want to be the person that you're being selfish to when it comes to yourself. That's why they make it seem that it's negative. So, and another thing, you know, well, let me get through these first, then I go there. So, set positive expectations, as Queen and I were just saying, things on a regular basis. Make sure that you're affirming your
manifestation. You're going in and out, Queen. You're going in and out. Okay. It's a little staticky. Got like a little static background echo to it. When you sit back, it kind of you kind of can be like it's kind of clear. Say something. See, it's clear. When you sat back, it's clear.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Is it clear now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So set positive daily affirmations. So once you, if you continue to do your affirmation, your manifestations are going to grow. You'll definitely see those peak because you're doing things to make them peak. You're working toward your goal. Co-create with the universe by creating your action plan and a to-do list. So
write it down.
Write it down.
Check it off.
When you put it on paper, it, to me, I swear, when you put it on paper, it becomes real.
Yeah. And you start seeing it. Because you're looking at it. That go back to those vision boards. People's... Look, y'all, people really doing these vision boards and stuff is really manifesting on these vision boards that people are actually doing because they're able to see it and looking at it every day. I done been to a, then did a vision board with our RP class, and literally the ladies that was in class with me, I have seen them check off what they have put on their vision board.
Because they manifested it. They affirmed it. They manifested it. They made sure that they was
putting it. And it was attainable.
Yeah, it was attainable.
It was attainable. It wasn't unrealistic. It was attainable.
And that was, and that's one of the major things as far as when I was looking at this thing today that said manifest like whoa. And the one of the major things they said on there was making sure your vision, your manifestation is actually, not only is it clear, but it's actually attainable.
Attainable.
Because a lot of people make goals and set things and have aspirations for things they can't even touch.
Yeah. That's true. And sometimes you got to be able to deal with a little bit before you be able to deal with the much more. Yes.
It's $300. What we gonna do with $3,000?
That's true. Come on.
So, yeah. So I was looking over something today, and I was thinking, if there's ways that you can, when you set your intention and things that you can do to actually keep your keep that same intention, to constantly make you grow. So there's an elevation tool that I was looking through today, and it was basically like a building block, and they had it, which was very funny because they had it set up and stacked up how they like the crates that they've been doing.
I'm so sick of them.
So they had it set up whatever, and they had like block one was called clear vision. Block two Block one was attainable goal. Block two was clear vision. And block three was elevation. So, So even when you get to the end of your goal, now you got to make that elevate. You got to make that one do something different too. And remember when we were doing the interviews this weekend, we were saying that I think one of the things was like, what happens when somebody else comes into the industry with something that you are doing? Do you already have a hidden gem tucked away of your next idea? Or are you going to sit there and shut down because you got competition now? The market gets crazy. In business, the market changes on a regular basis. So if you have set up and manifested this goal and put this out there, you've now conquered that goal, what's your next step when you're elevating? How do you make your next goal elevate to do what the original goal?
You're using almost the same steps, but it depends on what that goal is. It really depends, but you're using the same concept, but it depends on what the goal is to make it elevate.
And I would definitely agree with that. I would definitely think that some of the concepts should definitely not be far-fetched. If you cannot, don't recreate the wheel. If it's already worked out for you for this benefit, it should work out for you for the next benefit. But also you want to make sure that goal, that block one and block two work together so that you can get to the elevation block.
Get to the elevation.
Because if you've done, just because you did it with the first one, that doesn't mean that you can make that second goal build. That goal, you got to make sure that goal, that second one, is attainable to build and work with everything else you're doing. Because the industry, again, if I know that Elmer's Glue is the top glue company, and then School Days Glue come out with their glue, what are they going to do different? Is it going to be just the fact that it's cheaper?
One stick better than the other, and one dry better than the other.
Right.
So it got to be something different.
It got to be something different. So when you're at in your next segment, now the next business element went from just regular glue to glue sticks, or two-sided tape, or constant elevation. So you're doing things that's actually allowing you to grow within the network, like in your competition in the industry. Mm-hmm. It has to definitely work for you. It can't work against you. So your ideas have to be beneficial, pretty much.
Got to be innovative every day, because every day is something new. Got to be innovative.
And another thing was to charge your water to manifest with ease. I saw another idea where it says, I thought it was pretty cool. Before you drink your water, hold your water in both hands. Take a few seconds to envision a bright light of energy coming through your hands into your water. And you want to send positive intention into that water because you're drinking the water.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking positive thoughts or positive intentions into it, it raises your vibration. It increases your nepotism. It continues to allow your body to grow on an internal level versus an external level. You're not just seeing external change. So elevates your mood, keep you feeling good. Plus, we already know the more water you drink, the more you have to use the restroom, the more you have to wash your hands.
But then it's cleaning the system out. It's cleaning the bloodstream. It's rehydrating the body from head to toe.
Head to toe. You drink out this water. You're touching your body out while you're doing it.
This water, look, to cleanse my body out. Give me healing.
And then you go to that the water faucet to wash your hands with water. So you are a constant cleaning system with that situation. Mm-hmm. It's charging your water to manifest you with ease. I've never heard of that until today. Like, when I'm, like, when I was putting together the show, I would say I got to figure out something that's actually go with it beyond the fact that, you know, we got the write-up of the show. But charging your
water. I never heard of
that. That's some shit.
The water. So now every time I have my water, I'm finna be. But that goes to the same thing as we have in the anointing oil. You praying over that oil, you speaking to that oil. Some people say that oil helped, that oil healed it. But it still, but it goes back to what you believe, and what if you believe that you are
internal.
Internal.
Very
important. Yep. It's very important.
Draw your manifestations, get creative is what they're, what the next one was. Is it, sometimes they say write letters about it. Draw it in a painting. If you you know, it's help it, whatever it is to help you visualize what you're seeking and what you're trying to manifest, put it into the universe. It's the same thing with screaming it into the universe. It's the same thing with putting it into your water bottle. It's the same thing
with screenshotting it on your phone.
So that you can see it on a regular basis, so that you can be reminded of what it is that you're manifesting out with. You're just doing a reminder. You have to have a constant reminder of these things. You don't have to be a great artist to draw. You don't have to be a poet to write.
You can draw the stick people.
That's what it say too. So you can use stick figures. If that's as far as your talent goes, that be it.
But you have that vision because you're looking at them stick figures as what you really vision.
Now, this one right here, I thought was kind of funny, but I also said I'm going to try this one day. Try manifesting someone to text you. Now, since we should all be creepy too a little bit. Since we all should be connecting more during this time, why not strengthen your manifestation muscles? Because you know manifestation is the law of attraction. Why not strengthen your manifestation muscles by attracting contact from a specific person? This one is really fun. Your mind will be blown away when they reach out. So the goal is, it's best to choose someone who you don't speak to regularly at all, but are pretty confident that they can find or reach you. And then if you can't think of anyone, scroll your text in your phone and just or by Facebook friends list. And this is what you do. You think about the last time you spoke to them. Was it in person, face to face, via text, or over the phone? Imagine yourself communicating with them, but don't actually do it. Every few hours, try to think of communicating with them. Do that for a week and watch the person reach out to you. But it say do it for a week, but try not to obsess over it. Like do it like it's an affirmation, but not an obsessive thing.
It might happen somewhere down the line when you just stop thinking about it.
How are you reading the notes and I ain't
girl? Because I know about this manifestation stuff. Because it might not happen right there, but it'll happen down the line somewhere.
If you don't receive it,
it could be 4 or 5 years from now. You really don't know
to let it go for a while. It may take time for them to reach you, but they eventually will. You may forget all about the fact that you even manifested them to reach out to you. And next thing you know, they contact you.
Y'all better believe it. That's all I can say. I ain't saying nothing else. Because it can happen. It can happen.
It's really cool, though. I thought that, like, you know, these things, I was like, you know, those things, like, they're just the tools of it. Being magnetic, being able to even be vibrational enough that people feel like that you are someone that they can lean on for manifestation techniques. I just was thinking, like, for one, I felt like the show was great to do coming back from this Atlanta trip. I don't know how. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's really crazy, Queen. The manifestation. The show last week.
Okay, you kind of you squeaking again. Sit back. Okay, sit back. Now talk. I don't know. Your mic might be up a little bit.
Oh, you know what? I forgot. I know what I did. I had pushed the phone over down, and it's probably covering my mic a little bit.
That's what it was then, because you sound better now, Queen. You done went about 20 minutes of the show sounding.
I can hear it on the other device. I can see myself and see my lips moving and stuff, and I can hear it, but I forgot I covered up my mic, child. But
that's probably what it was. The Atlanta trip.
Okay, that's where I was at. Okay, so I wrote the show out last week before we even went out of town. But what I was just thinking about, just talking about the vision, visualizing yourself in your actual manifestation, we went to mansions this weekend. We hung out in areas and did things we have not done with any of our summer promo tours this particular weekend. We were able to, this weekend led us by with manifestation. It's like the whole, yes.
Our own vision, what we have for ourselves.
Everything we saw this weekend.
Yep.
For the podcast before, we saw it this weekend. Like, everything that we visualized us doing with it, we were able to actually touch it and know that it's attainable and know that, you know, there are people.
And it's going to be ours.
And people want to get seen with this.
Yep. Oh, my God. It was them houses.
Salute.
I was telling my brother about it. And I was telling him the conversation you had with Erica and how Erica was. And he couldn't do nothing but laugh. With him knowing their dad, he was like, her daddy just like that too. Her daddy I was just like, Shelby said that. But just to be, because when I told Zoe was like, where y'all know them people from?
Right.
But the connections.
You will sit at tables with people you were never thought you would sit with. You will walk into rooms where people already know your name. You will be walking to,
and it ain't even you. Look, it ain't even that you want to be there. They want you.
And that's what kept the full feeling this weekend. Like, we're just even talking about what we're doing with the podcast, or that this is a podcast summer tour, the looks that we got from it. Y'all on that we got the feedback reminded me this weekend. Like, I've been so full this week, and that is over, but also, I feel monumental about it. Like,
yeah,
I feel like we
because it
we
was did a goal that you accomplished,
and we got some people. The people who we interviewed were a part of our history. They are a part of podcast Freedom Train history.
Mm-hmm.
Thank y'all. Y'all did that.
We appreciate it.
Y'all did that. To be great. And I'm telling you, I felt nothing but great vibes.
It was so good. And then they was the ones that we interviewed, the ones that we met, was like excited. Just excited. And especially the ones that we interviewed, like, oh my God, like we finna be on this podcast. Like,
yep.
Like, really? Especially Saturday at, oh my God, at Bliss. That was hilarious. She was like, okay, what are y'all demographics? But when the interview started, she was in it. And you could tell after she was like, yes, I'm happy I did this.
The way she was able to Well, I think everybody has told us now that
they've been completely
comfortable,
nervous as hell when they come.
Yeah.
And we walk in. But then they see, you know, we open our mouths and it's like, hey y'all, what's up?
Yep, like the first interview on Saturday. She came in the house, sat down. Hey, how you doing? Sat to that table, start talking before we could start, and that was it. She was like, "Man, y'all." So I know when she talked to D, she probably was like, "Man, thank you," because those ladies there was really. But everybody did. They was nervous, and how comfortable we make them feel. And yep. that's what it's about, having that good vibe, that good energy. And look, and that's something that we both manifested on our own. Wanting to have that good vibe and that positive energy when we step into a room or when people actually see us. So beautiful. Just beautiful. The whole weekend.
Everything was great.
So
was great. I'm still full. I just know that from here on out, we're looking to do a whole lot more wonderful things within our communities with the podcast. We're also looking to continue the podcast flourishing. And just know that next year's summer promo tour is going to be extremely more places. We're not going to go to some of the same places that we did this year. We're trying to make it a lot more hotter and bigger and more broadcasty so that we can touch other areas so they can hear about the podcast. So, and next year's summer promo is going to be all paid promo. Going to be really good paid promo packages, which we're going to go ahead and start putting together so that we can start shopping those around to you guys.
Yeah.
But just know we coming. We got some stuff in store.
Yeah.
We got some stuff in store. So thank you.
Beautiful thing. Yeah. All the support. It's been good. That's been good. And for the people to be like, oh, I seen last week's show, like, them tips was good.
Yeah. Them
business tips was good. One told me, she was like, but I don't know about that 24-hour thing. So, matter of fact, let me explain the whole 24-hour, do you own your 24 hours in a day? The whole 24 hours in a day thing, do you own your 24 hours in a day? It's not about entrepreneurship. That could be part of if you that entrepreneur. But it's just about you owning you, having that time for you, taking back your time, not on these people's job. You leave whatever on them people's job, at their job, at their desk. You leave out that once you walk out from their door, that's their stuff. Taking yourself back and really focusing on you and what you want and getting stuff done that you want within those 24 hours. And that's what I mean by, do you own your 24 hours? Are you actually in your 24 hours doing something that's going to, the word of the show, manifest for you? So that's what I mean about, do you own your 24 hours? I own mine. I own mine because I'm thinking about me every day, all day. I'm thinking about everybody else too, but I'm most important when it comes down to me. And
it's not about if you're employed or if you're not, if you're a business.
Mm-mm. It's not about all of that. It's about you. Mm-hmm. So it's about who you own your 24 hours. Like, what's about you that you can accomplish in those 24 hours that you're trying to manifest for yourself? That's what I mean by do you own your 24 hours? Because I think some people thought it was meaning being self-employed and stuff like that. Yeah. No, that's not what it means.
Make sure that, you know, even if you're working for someone, that you're still in charge.
You need to know that even you got you. You got you.
Yep.
So that means being in charge of how you operate in those 24 hours. It's simply put, but it's also not off a certain type of way. So breaking it down the way she did is definitely very important so people won't feel like this is an antagonist.
Yeah.
To know that your direction for your day should be yours. Mm-hmm. No matter what it is. No matter what it is. So
not nobody else's.
It's aging, like at the age of us, 39, 40, I'm going into 40. We know that we're doing things in our lives and in our jobs and our careers that we want to do. Because if we weren't, then we would be in charge of our 24.
Not at all.
So that's that.
So on them. Yes. On them. All day, every day.
Yes. So,
well, Queen.
Well, y'all know. Thank you, Mr. Houston, for the comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, we're going to get out of here for the day, y'all. We appreciate y'all joining in. And we appreciate everyone who took the time out to be a part of our promo team. Y'all, thank y'all so much, y'all. We are really, really, really happy, full, excited, elated. We're super, 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 super fantastic about what's coming in store for SW Podcast. So, yeah. And remember, judgment is a negative. If you're judging people and you're putting judgment into the atmosphere, pull it back a little bit. It might hinder you. It might hinder you. Queen.
Hey, there's some things in your life. The title manifestation is real, y'all. It's really real. And to be honest, you're looking at two living witnesses right here while you watch the SW podcast. So I think that's all I can say. Do those affirmations because that's part of manifestation as well. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. Maybe September here next Wednesday when we come back September 1st. Y'all know 6:30. We even on Facebook now.
We even on Facebook.
We moving up, y'all. We moving up.
Yes.